Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. In many of my previous podcasts, I've covered several games that were popular on the Xbox Live Arcade, but this time, I'd like to tell you about arguably one of the most popular and unanimously praised Xbox Live Arcade games of all time, Castle Crashers. Developed by The Behemoth, a company founded by the creator of the website Newgrounds, Castle Crashers is an arcade-styled scrolling beat-em-up game originally released in 2008 on the Xbox 360, where four brave knights journey across the world to save their realm's four princesses from kidnap and return their kingdom's magic crystal from an evil sorcerer. Similar to The Behemoth's previous game, Alien Hominid, Castle Crashers features the studio's trademark simplistic comedic cartoon art style, and it even features the occasional crude potty humour too. The starting roster of the game are the four knights on the original game cover and title screen: the Green Knight, the Orange Knight, the Red Knight, and the Blue Knight. Each start with their own unique weapons, but can swap them over for other weapons later in the game. But most distinctively, each knight has a different elemental magic power they can use against their enemies. The Green Knight casts poison, the Orange Knight casts fire, the Red Knight casts electricity, and the Blue Knight casts ice. But you can eventually unlock new characters to play as, either by progressing through the game normally, or completing special arenas in each region of the world map. And speaking of which, there are additional characters you can unlock through unconventional means, such as the alien from Alien Hominid, originally unlocked if you purchased Alien Hominid on your Xbox 360 console, but this was later changed to be an automatic unlock after completing the Alien Hominid themed stage in the game's story mode. There were several other characters added over the years to the game via downloadable content, including the Ruling King, the Necromancer boss, a Pink Knight who casts rainbows and cute magic, the Blacksmith in the role as a Purple Knight, and the character Hattie Hattington from The Behemoth's 2013 game Battle Block Theatre, originally being unlocked if you purchased that game on your console, like with the alien. Castle Crashers eventually released on other consoles too, starting with the PlayStation 3 in 2009, then on PC via Steam in 2012. But then in 2015, a remastered version of the game was announced, with fully HD visuals and improved performance, being a free update for PC users and was re-released on Xbox One, the follow-up console to the Xbox 360. But later in 2019, Castle Crashers Remastered also released on Nintendo Switch and PlayStation 4, first being teased with the colours of the starting knights on each console's respective controllers prior to the official announcement. And rather unexpectedly in 2025, 12 years after the game's last DLC release, Castle Crashers received the brand new Painter Boss Paradise DLC for the PC version of the game, featuring an alternate overhauled art style, a new playable character, Paint Jr., and the ability to create your own custom character skins. Castle Crashers was admittedly one of my all-time favourite Xbox Live Arcade games to play with both my brother and his friends online back when the game first released. It was both fun and frustrating at times, particularly if we struggled to coordinate or had to fight each other in the arenas. But overall, playing the game is an experience I'll always look back at fondly. And I guess you could also say, because Castle Crashers received a very recent update despite nearing 20 years in age, good games will last forever. Join me again next time,